Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It was a pleasure to continue to be with you. Still just you and me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my books, The Third Ingredient and The Age of the Customer. Those are both award-winning books. You can find those at jimblasingame.com and wherever books are sold. So I hope you'll check those out when you get a chance. As I said, it's just you and me. One of the things I want to talk about is what I'm going to call, and I've talked about this a little bit before, and I'm calling it the death of intellectual honesty. This is one of the things that is really concerning me today in America, is the death of intellectual honesty. Intellectual honesty is where I have strong positions. I have very strongly held positions. You already know that, right? And I think that my positions are right, as do you. And you and I come together, and we both have strong positions. And maybe I'm not going to change your mind. You're not going to change my mind. But as those two things collide, as your ideas and my ideas collide, and out in the marketplace, out in the world, they have to be reconciled somehow, right? If I'm on the right, you're on the left, vice versa. It's in order for the world to go round, those two things have to come together. They have to they collide, but do they have to crash? They intersect, maybe I should say, but there doesn't have to be a crash at the intersection. So for a long, long time, until, I'm going to say in the last 30 years, prior to 30 years ago, when somebody on one side of a debate and somebody on the other side of the debate came together and they were on the same committee, they were both members of Congress, or they were both on the same board of directors or whatever, when they came together, they had to find some common ground, somewhere in the middle where things could work. Because if they didn't, then the meeting is over. The board meeting, the committee meeting, the congressional year would be a waste of time. If you have one strongly held position and I have another strongly held position, and we don't find a place in the middle that we can both agree on, then why are we meeting? If I'm not going to make any adjustments, you're not going to make any adjustments, why are we meeting? And that's where we are, I think, right now in our government. You know, no football team is ever going to knowingly give the other football team any yards. If there's any yards or any scores made by the other team, it'll be because we made a mistake or they earned it. They pushed through and earned it. They pushed us over. Or we made a mistake. Now, I didn't just step aside and say, okay, it's your turn. Well, that seems to me how politics is today. And there was a time when everything that happened in Washington wasn't basically just all up in the lives of the citizenry. People didn't live and die by what Washington was up to. We lived our lives, politics has always been a tough game. It's always been a blood sport. But at least once upon a time, they found a way to meet in the middle and to come up with some solutions. Well, we don't have that now. And it's because we've come to a point where there's no intellectual honesty. There seems to be no intellectual honesty. And what I mean by that is, if something is not right, if it's not constitutional, if it's not fair, if it's not the truth, if it's a lie, if it's an inequitable, the both sides would look at that and say, that's not right. Let's fix that. And today, that's not the case. If something is inequitable and it benefits me, and I know it's not equitable, and if it were on the other side of the case, I'd be against it. But since it's in favor of me, I let it go through. I'm happy with it. And I don't stop the process. I say, hey, you know, I'm benefiting. I'm going to let it go. Instead of realizing that by letting that go, when it turns around, by not fixing it, by not rectifying it, by not correcting that inequity, all I'm doing is setting it up to be something that next time when the majority is the other way, it's going to affect me instead of fixing it for both sides. And I'm talking about words like impeachment. I'm talking about things like that, the way people use racism today. These are if everything's racist, then nothing's racist. If every act that the president does is impeachable, then he can do no act, right? That's the way it seems to me. And I'm not taking President Trump's side. I'm just saying that we have to all stop and think, what is hurting this country right now is that we've all taken sides. We all have our side, and we're not willing to meet in the middle and call things what they are. Tell the truth, say what is true and what is equitable, and work toward that. That's what we're missing today in America. Certainly what we're missing in Washington. We can't wait on them to solve our problems.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.